This is DJ Tanis of Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio interview podcast. Any attempt to copy, read, or distribute for sale is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization has been obtained from Trouble Radio and Tony Smotherman. Enjoy the interview.
Trouble Radio Rock Shop. Music? We can sell you the instruments to make it. From your garage band to Carnegie Hall, we can outfit you all. So come to the Rock Shop. That's www.trebleradiorockshop.com.
Afternoon and good evening, Dragon's Den listeners on Trouble Radio. This is the Tin Man, DJ Tanis, and I have with me live Tony Smotherman.
How's it going?
There he is. Hey, there he is. There he is. See, I just, before I went live here, I asked him how he's doing. And now it was like, he was getting ready to roll in the whole thing. I was like, oh, crap, I better go live. Save me from having to repeat all that. Oh, my goodness. So I'm going to ask that question again. Dude, how you doing? What's been going on?
I've been doing great, man. Been doing great. Staying busy. You know, got working on a new record and waiting for this new instructional video to come out this summer.
Instructional video. Oh, nice. Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, there's a company called Rock House, who's a Hal Leonard company. They do guitar books and stuff, and they approached me at the NAMM show about 2 years ago about putting out an instructional video, and I said, well, yeah, that'd be great. And so they flew me up to New York, and we shot the video. It was 3 days of no sleep, and we shot the video, and it's supposed to be released this summer, and when the video comes out, I'll actually be available at all the Guitar Center stores across the U.S., and I'm really excited about that.
Nice. You know, okay, answer me this. What is it with this no sleep crap? You know, can't these people do this stuff like a business? Okay, let's see here. Let's do it over a week and a half to 2 weeks time so that you can do a good solid 9 to 5, and then you can have some like rest and relaxation in between to recoup the batteries. But no, they got 16 hours a day, 18 hours a day, no sleep.
You know, I don't think any artist gets any sleep. Your mind's constantly going. I don't know. I mean, it seems like people who are more creative or musicians or artists or whatever, you know, tend to just, their mind goes 24 hours a day. And, you know, and sometimes the most creative time is at night, you know, when everybody else is asleep. So, you know, we can make all the noise we want. And as a result, you know, you just end up not getting any sleep, and or you got a melody in your head for a song, and you got to get up and start working on it. You know, there's no way around it, really.
There must be. It must be something with the way the stars align and the pull of the moon or something.
Something. There's definitely something to it, because all the guys that I know are the same exact way.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I mean, well, it's kind of funny. I know in respects to me, I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's night, day, early morning, late afternoon, if I start getting jonesing on something and I start the flow, yeah, time can definitely get away with me.
Definitely. I think a lot of artists and people who are thinkers outside the box tend to be like that.
There you go. Now, with this video release, are you going to do kind of like a, you know, like an author would do with a book tour? Are you going to do, say, like a video tour?
Oh, totally going to go and promote it. Definitely. You know, Guitar Center, George's Music, all those guitar stores are going to carry him. So George's Music actually already asked me to do a release party, the one in Jacksonville, Florida, and then I'll probably hit up a couple different locations and promote it, you know, and come out to the store and get those things sold. You know, the more we sell, the better. So definitely going to promote it.
Nice. Now I got to ask you this question, because for the listeners out there who maybe thinking about something along those lines, is it structured kind of like a book where you get an advance, do the work, and then they sell it, or do you get percentages? I mean, how does that work? I mean, how do they take care of you? I mean, without getting into specifics, obviously.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple different ways that some companies handle it. You know, I've found that more of the the bigger companies will usually give you an upfront, you know, good faith thing that means get the work done and make sure it's right. And in this case, in the Rock House case, you know, they did that, and they sent me an outline. They basically called me up and said, okay, here's what we want to pull on your video, what we want to talk about, and let's pull out all the major subjects right now. We basically laid it out on the table, and then they sent me this outline that was just crazy. I mean, I remember printing it out, and it, like, I left the room for about 20 minutes. I came back, it was still printing, and I'm like, oh, no. It's going to be a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So we got all the material ready. I went over there, and we basically, it was like, you know, 3 days. The Rock House is actually a house that got a kitchen, and guitars everywhere, and a table, and a refrigerator full of beer, and pizza, and just stuff musicians, most musicians like, you know, and to make you at home, you know, you kind of feel at home there, like you're just at a home away from home, and you work on everything, and then finally, after all the preparations done, we actually shoot it in a theater in I believe it's in New Milford, Connecticut. And so, yeah, there's just a lot of stuff. We covered a lot. Matter of fact, they're going to release two. They have enough material to release two DVDs, so... I'm very happy with the way the video came out. They're all professional. You know, the people at the company are very professional, and the artist roster is, like, unbelievable. Like, the guys from Living Color, you know, Vernon Reed, the guitarist, he's got a video out with them, and the bass player of Living Color, Doug Wimbish. So, yeah, it was nice to be in that company.
So, now, are these videos, are they tailored towards the beginner or the whole thing? I mean, if I were to sit down and had never picked up a git fiddle and wanted to jam, this is something I could go grab?
You know, not my video. They have videos at that company for that, beginner guitar. But this video is more for, like, probably guitar players who are out there gigging already that want to do some neat things in their show and kind of change it up. And the video is really, really, you know, for lack of a better word, different than a lot of other videos, because I kind of show guitar players how to coax interesting sounds out of the guitar without a zillion effects pedals or, you know, some crazy amplifier that has all of these effects built into it. By showing guitar players how to coax insane sounds out of the guitar without all those effects pedals by techniques of different picking techniques and, you know, things you can do with a slide. You know, and it's pretty different sitar sounds, creating other instrument sounds on a guitar without effects pedals. So it's pretty different.
You know? Right. Wow, good stuff, which kind of, you know, leads us right into Halo Guitars. Let's talk about those guys, man, and what you're doing with them, what the work you're working with them.
You know, those guys contacted me probably almost 5 years ago and discussed, you know, playing their guitars, asked me what I was playing. I said, well, I'm kind of playing the old classic Gibson Les Paul and Fender Stratocaster. I was one of those guys, you know, and it's a very stock sound, you know. It's a really cool sound, but there are so many other guitars out there now for different styles. I just wanted something that was versatile, that I could play blues, rock, funk, whatever, you know, on one guitar. And they said, well, we got a guitar that we want you to check out. So they sent this guitar over, and it blew my mind. It was like everything I could have ever asked for. Almost like, you know, it was just unbelievable. It was like they could have built it personally for me. It was just perfect. And I was
those guys know what they're doing.
Yes, oh, definitely, man. I was so happy with the guitar. And so we just started building a relationship from there. And they said, hey, how about you know, we make a couple little changes on this guitar and put your name on it. I said, man, that would be amazing. So they did that. And I played the guitar for many, many, many years, and, you know, I have a tendency to wear down guitars pretty quick. I put a lot of mileage, you know, on my guitars in a very short period of time. So, anyways, they came out with a new guitar. They said, we have a new guitar out. You want to check it out? And they sent it over, and again, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's incredible, man. We've had a great relationship. I promote them the best that I can because I really believe in the guitars. They're just incredible instruments, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, just hit me in the... We have a chat room here where people make comments, and Willie wants me to give you a shout-out and thank you deeply for contributing to his CD, to the charity CD.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. My pleasure. Absolutely. Yes.
Good stuff.
I'm into that, man. I'm glad to be able to help and be a part of that.
Yeah, I actually I have promotion work that I have to be doing on this thing too. I have some phone calls to make. Now, you guys have done all your work. Now it's time for me to help the man out with some of his.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, how long you been jamming on the? I mean, I call it the Git Fiddle. I don't know where the heck I picked that up from, but how long you been doing this? I mean, you know, just something you banged on as a kid, or?
You know, not really. I started, you know, what most people would consider kind of late. I started playing when I was about 15. You know, I wasn't some child prodigy that started at 2. Definitely not. You know, and I wasn't a quick learner at all. You know, it came very difficult to me at first. I would, to the point where I almost gave up and said, you know what, this is not right. This is not what it's not right for me, you know.
Right.
But it was almost like right at the end of that, you know, period, I remember just something happening. I don't remember what it was or whatever, but something just happened. I was playing my guitar, and then I just played something that was really cool that I'd never heard myself do before, and I'm like, well, okay, that's good. So I remember repeating what I played over and over and over again, and the rest is history. I mean, you know, there's just so much to learn on that instrument. It's just crazy. I still consider myself a student in every aspect of it, you know.
Well, you know, I think it's like, I mean, it's just my personal opinion. Anybody who does something a little out of the norm professionally, it's kind of like you have that moment, and it you know, it's different for everybody else. You have that moment, and it's almost like you've climbed and you've gotten over the cusp.
Yes.
And the moment happens, and then things start to click in your mind. I mean, as you just said, I mean, you're always learning, you're always seeing and experiencing new things, but the base is now been obtained, and from that base you can go in many different directions.
Definitely agree with that. 110% for sure. You know, once you get that stride, you know, you just keep going with it. And you know, I think it's really important to realize that you never stop, or never supposed to stop learning. You know, it's a journey, you know, and why would you ever want to stop? It'd be too boring to be happy where you are, you know.
Sure.
But yeah, there's so much to learn, man. I'm constantly trying to learn new things and experiment with different styles of music, and I get pretty bored pretty quick, man. So like, you know, when I started doing all the classical stuff, that was cool, and then I got into the metal stuff, and then like, man, listening to other guitar players and other instruments, you know, got interested in like Indian ragas and sitars and all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, there's so much to learn. Just, you know, you can spend a whole lifetime on one style, but you know, you only get, you know, there's so much to get into. You got to kind of try it all out.
Very good stuff indeed. Outstanding. Now, so the video thing you got going on now, any other projects, or is it pretty much video focus for at least the next handful of months and whatnot?
You know, I definitely want to get out there and promote the DVD when it comes out, so I've got a lot of things tied into that. But you know, playing live is really important to me. I got to play live. There's nothing like, you know, the studio is really great, man, but you know, pretty much everything you do there is set in stone and is going to stay that way. When you do a solo, you know, or you work on a section of the music, it's so final, you know, it's like, this is it. You know, once you're done, unless you do a remaster or a remix or do something later, what you're doing is what you get, and it'll be there forever. So I'm a big fan of playing live, where, you know, you can change things up and go crazy and have fun. And so yeah, actually working on getting on this next record wrapped up soon, man. I'm kind of going back to my roots. I had the opportunity to tour with Buddy Miles for a while, and he was Jimi Hendrix's drummer in the Band of Gypsies, you know.
Okay.
And that was an amazing experience. I learned so much from being around him that, you know, I kind of want to go back to the roots now, the kind of like the Hendrixy roots, and kind of tap more back into that, because, you know, he recently passed away, but his influence is just now starting to come out, you know. The more funkier things, the more experimental things are starting to come out now, and I want to capture that while it's there, you know.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, it's always good after you're, you know, again, kind of along the lines of, with, you know, once you've grasped and the basics and you become a professional and then you're learning, there always seems to be that point where you, I hear it time and time again, where you want to roll back around because oftentimes you lose some of the roots, some of the things that or the driving force, or even you may have even skipped over, and it all depends on your own learning curve. It's always good to get back to that.
Definitely, definitely. Your roots are who you are. You know,
that's right.
That will never leave you. And I'm a firm believer that you know where you are emotionally or spiritually or mentally as a person is pretty much what's in your iPod. You know. Your music reflects a lot of where you are in your life. And,
yes.
You know, if you're a musician, that's what you're playing. If you're not a musician, that's what you're listening to. And, you know, so, yeah, things come back around, man. You know, as time changes, you change as a person and, you grow and hopefully get more mature. I don't know about some people, but yeah, you know, and,
yeah.
Your musical tastes start changing and coming back around to where it all began, but it's something totally different at this point, you know.
You know what's hilarious? You mentioned that, you know, your roots are in the iPod.
Yeah, they are.
I must be the only man on the planet that does not have an iPod.
Whoa.
I'm surrounded
by... Your CD player counts too, though. Yeah.
No. I guess for me, it must be just strictly the radio station because I'm surrounded by about 60 grand in recording and audio equipment, not including the computers, and I have no iPod, dude.
Well, your CD player counts, you know, so whatever says the CD player is cool too, man, you know? But no, totally, you know?
You know, the sad thing is because, my wife and I own Treble Radio, and, because I guess that I'm surrounded by music, believe it or not, like when I climb in my car, it's the NFL channel. I'm a huge football fan.
Sure.
Well, that was my profession. That's how I was able to kind of relate what you're saying, you know, on the professional was I play professional football and I knew that there was a point where I was working and then all of a sudden the light bulb came on and I got it.
Yes.
But yeah, it's the I guess you could say in many cases. Yeah, I can see what you're saying though. I mean, for me, I guess it's the MP3 player on my computer.
Right. Yeah.
A long story short. Oh man, that's too cool video. You gonna try and hit any of the guitar centers out here in California? This is where we broadcast from, Northern California.
You know, that would be great, man. That would be great. Excuse me. Yeah, I would love to hit as many as I can. You know, I come to California at least definitely once a year for the show in Anaheim. I don't know how far you guys are from Anaheim, but, you know, it's always a possibility for sure. Definitely.
I'll have to keep my eyeballs open. We have a couple of guitar centers relatively. We're kind of central between the two or three of them. I'll keep my eyeballs open. I'll look for you probably sometime late summer or the fall, I would think.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Hopefully we'll release this thing this summer and get out there and promote the heck out of it.
Outstanding. How's everybody else go with you? I mean, your family's good? Everybody's healthy, happy?
Yeah, man, everybody's great. I just got married. I'm a newlywed. I was a few months ago.
Congratulations.
Thanks. It's great. Everybody says, how's married life? I say, well, it's no different than having a permanent girlfriend. So that's all I know. That's all I've known up to that point, you know, so I don't know what else to relate it to, but everything's really, really well. You know,
I take you have no children yet then?
No children as of yet.
See, that's when you know what, after, I'd say about a year or two into when you reach that point in your guys' lives together and you decide to have children, you reach year two or three into the kid, then have somebody go, so what do you think about married life? It's all good, brother.
But yeah, definitely, man. I think a dog might work out for a little while. We'll see. I don't have any pets or anything, so maybe a dog might last, you know. I think that'll wear off in about 2 years, and then I'm already getting nagged about it, so. By everybody else, not everybody but my wife, so, you know.
We'll okay.
See. When the time comes, you know, I think it'll be right.
Nice. Well, that is cool. Did you Did you do the big wedding? You did something small? Were you able to get a little honeymoon time in? I mean, it sounds like you're a busy guy, but...
We could have had, 400 guests if we decided to go that route, but we decided that we weren't going to do anything too big, and then it turned out to be big. I heard you're getting married, I'm not even invited, and then so you got to deal with that, and then can't leave them out, because then, and so, I think we planned on doing 100, and I think almost 200 were there. So,
doubled in size.
A little bigger than was expected, but I mean, it was okay, it was great. No, the whole day was incredible, getting the whole point leading up to it was definitely pretty surreal, so.
It is, isn't it? It's crazy.
Yeah, everybody, are you going to play at your wedding? No, I'm not going to play. It's really not, it's not for that.
No.
You should really do something and do something good. Well, my nerves are wrecked. So we got through the wedding and made it out alive. So it's good.
That's your day to be just Tony. That's exactly. Not your day to work. That's what the wedding singer's for, Hire up Adam Sandler, get him out there.
Exactly. Hey, man, we're having this get-together. Can you bring your guitar? No. I hear it all the time. Guys, I don't, we're having this big thing. Can you bring your stuff? And can you perform? No.
You know what? I think that translates into, if anybody does anything reasonably well, that translates. Okay. I mean, I could see you probably getting asked more than just a handful of times each year to just show up at the acts. It's not yes. something you don't do every day.
Yes, definitely.
But for example, I mean, I know a lot about computers. I can't. I'll bet you I get no less than 3 requests a week to do this side thing that ends up taking anywhere from 4 to 5 hours of my time.
Yes, definitely.
Each time.
Yeah,
It's just crazy.
Even that, as an artist, you really got to separate your work, which is work.
Yes,
it just happens to be something you love, but it's still work, And you have to separate that from your life, because you have to have that balance. And at one point, it didn't have that balance, and I remember things were really haywire, and I realized that you have to make a separation between the two, so that you can live a normal, somewhat normal life,
That's true. I mean, I totally agree with you. It's crazy and say, I guess, for example, and I'm guilty of this. Many, many years ago, I knew some people who had grown up with Joe Pesci and Frankie Vincent, and we went to a dinner, and one of the people that was with us kind of tried to coax Pesci into doing that whole, what do you think, I'm funny, like a clown kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We're at dinner, and that was actually a kind of a brutal scene. I don't understand. I mean, and that's kind of the same thing. I mean,
it is. Some people just don't get it, I think, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, insane.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Well, that is so cool. Yeah, my, I call her my wife, but she's actually my fiance. We're actually looking to get married. We met on St. Patrick's Day, so that a few years back, that translated. It looks like we might be going to Ireland to do our thing.
That would be cool.
Yeah, but we found out we can't get married on St. Patrick's Day. Hello, it's a national holiday over there. Everything's closed.
You just have to do it the day before or after, right?
Exactly. It was working. It was crazy scene. Well, outstanding. I'm very good. Congratulations to you and your wife. I'm sure that you guys are gonna kick some butt and take some names in the future. It's good stuff.
Definitely.
Hallelujah. More power to you. I'll tell you. You know what? And this is the God's honest truth. Most of the people that I speak with, doing these interviews and talking to them, the married ones, most grounded people on the planet.
Yeah.
It's those single guys that are just crazy. Single guys and gals. Let's not leave the gals out of there. Yeah, they're running around like with their hair on fire.
Oh, I know. Yeah, definitely know what you're talking about.
That's good stuff. Hey, I got one last question for you before I let you go. You get about your day. One musician out there you haven't played with, you'd love to just sit down and kick it with, jam, just in the olden days, we'd ask to roll the tape, but, you know, fire up the disc.
Right. Totally. You know,
and just totally. Jam.
Yeah. Joe Bonamassa, without a doubt.
Nice.
He's a great guitar player. He's a really gifted player. And what I really like about him, you know, somebody, I actually saw him perform when he was about, I don't know, maybe 14 years old. I was younger. That was a few years younger. And I didn't play guitar at the time. And I remember this fat little chubby kid got up on stage and he just plugged in his guitar and he just went off. And I'm like, whoa, that was awesome.
Wow.
Well, years later, even actually, you know, I've known about him all this time. It was just some bargain concert at the Jacksonville Landing. And I've known about him all this time, hearing his name here and there. But somebody mentioned, they're like, hey, Tony, have you heard Joe Bonamassa? I'm like, yeah, I know who that is. They're like, no, you need to go listen to his record because you guys kind of sound pretty similar. So I went and checked out the record that he suggested. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. I mean, there was a lot of the same kind of influences, and he has a classical background too. And so recently, I've been listening to him more than I've listened to anybody in a long time. And if I had the opportunity to jam with somebody, it would be him. He's actually doing a record right now with the keyboard player that played on my last CD, Derek Sherinian. So I don't know. Maybe I'll see if that's possible. But if I could sit down and jam and record with anybody right now, it'd probably be him.
Nice. Hey, you know what? There's something to be said about being able to call up a keyboard buddy and say, hey. Yeah. Let's just see, you know, you be at this place, and I'll be at this place, and we'll say, hey, how are you doing? Haven't seen you in a long time. Hey, by the way, do you know Joe Bonamassa? There you go.
Right.
You know, it's that happenstance interlude.
Yeah, that would be cool. They've got a super group coming together called Black Country. It's got Jason Bonham on drums, Hughes from Deep Purple and Black Sabbath on bass, Bonamassa on guitar, and Derek on keyboards, and I'll probably be working with Derek on this next CD, too. So, if I could jam with anybody, it would be him.
Very cool. So, Black Country. I'm going to write that down right now.
Yeah, I guarantee.
It's the beauty of having the computer right here, you know. See, I can just put these little notes in, and then I can do Google searches throughout the months. And it will. Google is my friend. It will find everything.
Definitely.
I'm certain that this stuff is, you know, Google, I'm certain, could find things that haven't been even invented yet. It's amazing the reach that thing has.
It is unreal.
Good stuff. Well, listen, Tony, hey, I appreciate you coming on the show, brother. And, hey, congratulations on your recent nuptials and kick some butt with this video. I'm going to keep my eyeballs open. My local guitar centers.
Got it.
And, dude, I appreciate it.
Hey, huge. Thanks for having me on the show, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks to all your fans and listeners for checking out the show.
Absolutely. Not a problem, brother. Hey, success with the video. And I'll follow up. I'll talk to Willie. We'll catch up with you.
You got it, man. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. There you go, folks. Tony Smotherman. Looking to track down Joe Bonamassa so he can jam with him. But see, I'm telling you, all he's got to do is he's got to hook up the keyboard. Hook up with his keyboard player. You know how you do that, right? You plan that, like, that chance interlude. You just say, okay, hey, dude, I'm going to be at the Starbucks on the corner of 3rd and Madison. Now, I'm just throwing out, you know, street naming, or I know New York City. You know, 3rd at 5:30 on Thursday afternoon. You guys be going to get coffee, too. Then you're going to pop in and go, hey, dude, what's up, yo? Totally set up, but happenstance. Hey, stranger things have happened. And actually, I guess kind of if you let it roll, karma will get you in there or whatever. But that's tight. That is tight. You see Tony Smotherman and Joe Bonamassa just kicking some ass in the studio is just tight. How about that with Buddy? All that stuff that he, I mean, that must have been, you know, that's an edumacation all in itself. Hanging loose with Buddy, Miles.